in time, then he meets your mother, his wife.
Yeah, and they were married in 1928.
And her name?
Bertha Jarboe, J-A-R-B-O-E. She was a very strong person. She was very pretty. She was very strong. She was the youngest of three girls. My grandmother was an invalid, her mother. Mother, of course, took care of her, and I had two aunts, one of them out of the picture, but my other aunt, Mary Esther Jarboe, was a teacher, and they all lived together in a house that my grandfather Jarboe built when he came down here in 1912. Due to the fact my grandmother was an invalid, why, when my father and mother got married, they moved in with her to take care of her. She was quite an old gal, too. She was pretty well-to-do for my grandfather.
Who was well-to-do?
My grandfather, Grandmother Jarboe.
Because of?
My grandfather Jarboe, his father, my great-grandfather, he had been in the Civil War. They lived in Kentucky. As a boy, my great-grandfather, when he was about 15, when the Civil War broke out, and he went into it, and he was with, did you ever see the movie Forrest Gump?
Yes.
If you remember, Forrest Gump's ancestor had been a general in Alabama. Okay, there really was a Gump. And my great-grandfather was in his unit when he was 15. He was shot. He lost a lung. Anyway, in 1872, and my grandfather was real young, they left Kentucky and came out to Kansas. He and my grandfather and two of his other sons, they lived in Parsons, Kansas. But they had a ranch in Nowata County here.
That's how they gained their wealth. Yeah. They became wealthy people. So your grandmother inherited or brought with her some of that wealth.
Well, my grandmother, who was married to my grandfather, who with his father and brothers had the ranch in Nowata County, they came down here in 1912. His brothers stayed running the ranch in Nowata, and my grandfather came down and opened a commission house here in Oklahoma City when the stockyards opened. I think that was about 1910. He opened a commission house down here.
What does that mean, a commission house?
Well, where they sold the cattle.
Okay.
They leased their land in Nowata County. They owned just a little of it. Most of it was leased from the Cherokee. So anyway, my grandmother, my grandfather, and of course my mother and her two sisters were all moved down here in 1912. She'd have been, I guess, 13. He built a house where I lived as a boy.
Where was it?
It was 1626 Northwest 16th. It actually faced a side street, but the side street wasn't there when he built the house, so it's now we're doing 16th. Today, it's a historic spot that the people that developed the Plaza District rejuvenated it. They bought the old house, and it's the main office for that Plaza District.
Your mother, then, her personality, was she very strong-willed?
Yes, she was. She was very strong, and as I told you, my grandmother was ill, so she had to take care of her and run the house. She always had some help. I mean, she'd have made some things. Boy, I just remember that she always made sure that I got my homework done, and I was straight and narrow. She was a disciplinarian. My father was just a kindly person that was there, and it was a situation that worked very well for both of them. They seemed to be very happy together.
You have brothers and sisters?
No.
So they doted on this only child?
Well, I was an only grandchild, as a matter of fact. The Jarboe, neither of my mother's sisters had any children either. So I was an only grandchild, and needless to say, my grandmother, we thought a lot of each other.
When you lived there in that house, no air conditioning, obviously.
No air conditioning.
Did you have electricity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had
indoor plumbing?
Indoor plumbing and electricity. Of course, it's still there. I can remember it just hot as the dickens in the summertime. All the windows would be open. You could hear the trains whistling. Of course, it was during the 30s when we had some record heat.